Hey, it's indeed an age of drug use and misuse, from the downers like Mother's Little Helper that Mick Jagger sang about, and the current rage for Ritalin for kids, to uppers like cocaine and the five-hour energy. The comedian George Carlin used to do an entire routine based on the query, "Can't you take something for that?" If you've ever had a wry thought about the whole drug situation, then Kate Fodor's RX at the Bloomington Playwrights Project is the play for you. Hannah Slevin plays Mina Perotti, a disappointed poet who's currently slaving in the world of business journalism. She's managing editor of Piggeries. It's an American journal about factory farming of cattle and swine. In unhappy desperation, Mina signs up for a trial of an experimental drug that's designed to combat workplace depression. The company labels the pill SP9-5, and they have plans to have Dolly Parton pitching in the promotion. The medical examiner for the study of SP9-5 is Phil Gray, played by Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center director Paul Daly. He also has a sad tale of disappointed humanitarian goals. Right from their first hesitant moments in the examining room, he's smitten and love blooms. Mina's frustrations with her job and her thoughts of escape reawaken Phil's own desire to take a second chance at broader goals. Then disaster strikes. It appears that SP9-5 is actually working. Mina begins to actually enjoy the routine of her job. Phil and their dreams together are swept aside. Indeed, inspired by a minor coup at work, Mina has an office desktop fling with Simon, a co-worker played by Jeffrey Allen, and Phil has a near-death experience with a drug designed to combat heartbreak. It's administered by Einstein, quote, spouting colleague played by Daniel Petrie. While all this is going on, from time to time, Mina's been escaping from her office to the old lady's underwear section of a nearby store to do a little private crying. It's here she meets Frances, played by Kate Braun. Frances, a neat, slightly addled, very human woman, and the scenes with her have helped to expand and anchor Mina. Well, I think I'll leave the plot of RX here. You get the idea, and it is a comedy. Hannah Slevin is the perfect, appealing, sad victim. Paul Daly is a marvelously skilled actor who brings a full range of emotion to his part. His boss at Ivy Tech, Chancellor John Weichert, does a nice turn as his boss at the drug company. Erin Parks was effective as the mostly motor-mouthed management shark of the company. She even managed a bit of a country girl skirt flourish in a dance with Weichert. Jeffrey Allen was just sympathetic and just crude enough as Mina's co-worker Simon. Daniel Petrie was hilariously funny as the heartbreak drug colleague. Kate Braun was delightful as the addled but wise Frances. Sets at the Bloomington Playwrights Project continue to work as hard as the actors, and David Wade's current efforts for RX, with the skyline of Indianapolis as the backdrop, is a multi-purpose effort that features two levels, a mini-rotating stage, a pull-out bed, and a small side office. Efficient direction, always a key, especially in a play that relies on multiple short scenes, is by Mark Kamey. RX at the BPP continues with just four final performances, October 11, 12, 13, and 14. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.